How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Picture this, you're done with work for the day. You're hungry, but you don't feel like cooking dinner. So what do you do? Takeout or ordering in are always an option, but sometimes nothing hits the spot like the local grocery store fried or rotisserie chicken. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. So today we are on the hunt to find the best one just in time for you to decide what's for dinner tonight. And this, I gotta say, was one of the best journalism assignments ever, especially if you love chicken as much as we do over here. I was assigned to pick up rotisserie chicken from Costco, and would you believe how packed that store is right at 10 a.m. when it opens? Goodness. Anyway, the chicken was secured. Now, for this conversation, I talked with food critic Sharla Draper, WBEZ Morning Edition producer Sienna Greaves, and our very own Reset producer Linnea Dominic. So this conversation was Sienna's brainchild, and we started with her telling us where the idea came from.
Well, this is actually an idea that I had been kicking around with our colleague, Natalie Moore. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to do something on grocery store hot bars. And we had been working at this for a while now, and it really just never came to fruition in the format that we had been hoping for. We were thinking about maybe just like a digital piece. And so I think it was last month, I had come home. I was standing up in my kitchen eating my Mariano's chicken. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what? This would make for a great Reset conversation.
And what did you do? You sent me a text.
I sent you a text message.
With a picture of your bag of chicken.
And the response was,
oh my goodness, girl, I just did the same thing. I had also just stopped at the grocery store, got a bag of chicken. So I sent you back a photo for proof.
Yeah.
And we said, okay, we're on to something.
And right after work, it's easy. You don't always want to cook, especially as the news cycle continues to news cycle. I see a lot more fried chicken dinners from the grocery store in my future.
Oh, for sure. So, Linnea, we eventually then brought this to you.
Yes.
What were your thoughts when you heard of Sienna's brilliant idea?
I loved it. I mean, I love going to the grocery store and getting the fried or rotisserie chicken. It's delicious. It's tasty. And I have to say, it has saved me on multiple occasions from a hangry grocery shopping experience where yes. I buy like random food that I'll regret later. So I'll get myself some fried chicken, eat it, buy it, eat it, have a little snack, and then I go about my shopping. So I don't have to like throw my list out the window.
Makes perfect sense.
And it's affordable. So when I was in line this morning getting chicken for us to taste today, mm-hmm. The affordability piece was really underscored for me. I was chatting with a gentleman behind me in line, and this is what he had to say.
It's cheaper to buy cooked food than it is to buy regular food.
It truly is. So how often do you come get the chicken, would you say?
I would say twice a week.
Yeah?
I just get chicken twice a week, and I can eat it for 2 weeks.
That's Jensen Clark, and he then reminded me that the chicken at Jewel is cheaper on Fridays. Hot tip.
And let's also tell folks, I mean, this was this morning, right? I mean, he was out early to secure his bag of chicken, as were we. Now, you've been writing, Sharla, about food trends for a while, right? A really long time. I mean, have you always seen grocery stores serving hot chicken? Was that always a thing?
I think it has evolved as a result of people looking for convenience and being so short on time. And by introducing the hot bars, which are a great value, a benefit to the shoppers, they're also a benefit to the retailer, the grocery store itself, because you stay in the store longer, mm-hmm. and you may eat there, and then you may shop after you finish eating. But if you start your shopping and then drift by the hot bar, you are motivated to get something off that hot bar because so yep. often people are hungry when they're shopping.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sienna, you know, we know that there are a lot of great restaurants here in the Chicago area. There's no shortage of that. So what role do you think food at the grocery store then plays in the ecosystem?
I think it's, you know, the grocery store hot bar is the unsung hero of the dinner table.
Yes.
For all the reasons that we've
I love that. Can you repeat that? One more time for the people in the back.
The unsung hero of the dinner table for ease of access, affordability, for all of those reasons that we've already brought up. The conversation that I dread the most every day is the what are we having for dinner
conversation. Oh, mm-hmm. goodness.
Mm-hmm. It goes on forever. Sometimes it ends in fights. Sometimes it ends as we're not eating anything.
Okay. You will eat what I make.
Exactly. But the one thing that's kind of, you know, is a crowd pleaser across the board is like, I'll just go to Mariano's and grab some chicken.
Yeah.
Or I'll just get chicken from Jewel, and everybody just goes, oh, okay, yeah. That's fine.
So you mentioned Mariano's there. You love the fried chicken at Mariano's.
I do enjoy the fried
what
chicken.
What is it about the fried chicken there?
I think it is the batter, right? It is a drier, crumblier batter that mm-hmm. I tend to like. You can even look at the Jewel chicken here. It feels like this was a wet batter that tends to get like a little soggy after a while.
Mm. You know what? I can attest to that. I've gone on, you know, a cheap chicken Monday or so and picked up some fried chicken. And by the time I got home, it doesn't look like it did at the store.
It doesn't look like it did at the store. And there's something about the drier, crumblier batter that's just better texture-wise the next day.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like with the Jewel chicken that I kind of need to reheat it. Mariano's, I can put a little salt on it, eat it cold
okay,
in the
morning. I feel a debate coming on because Linnea disagrees. Linnea disagrees.
I mean, I agree. I will just say, in defense of the Jewel chicken,
okay.
Why I like it, I like to take it on excursions. If I'm heading to the beach, I grab a bag of Jewel chicken. If I'm going on a hike or going to a park, Jewel chicken. And maybe controversial, but the being outside in the sun, it keeps it warm. And then it's
true.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, settle the debate, Charla. Where do you fall on the Jewel Mariano's, you know, fried chicken?
Well, both Jewel and Mariano's have good chicken. It's just a matter of what type of chicken are you used to eating? It's not so often that somebody at home is cooking it. It's where are you used to eating? Are you used to it from Jewel, or are you an enthusiast for someone's fast food chicken? So,
oh, yeah, true.
It just kind of depends.
Kind of depends. So what did you bring us to eat today? I've got a plate full of chicken in front of me, Sienna.
Yeah. So as lovely Linnea has labeled our plate for you, we have a package of chicken from Mariano's.
So let's try that since you plugged it so much. let's try Mariano's fried chicken.
I see what you mean about the batter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see what you mean about the crunch.
Mm-hmm. It's slightly salty, which I also really like.
It is slightly salty.
Mm-hmm.
But that skin, that layer of skin on the top.
Crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crispy, right?
It's very flavorful, too.
Mm-hmm. Very flavorful. And I purchased this morning at 10 o'clock. Still crunching.
You bought this at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Still crunchy.
We're in the noon hour.
Okay.
12:34.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Maybe you have a convert in me.
Yeah. No, this is good. Linnea, you also brought your rival chicken.
I did. Again, I have to say positive memories for this one. Someone brought it to a gathering once. I've been a fan ever since. Mm-hmm. It's the honey wings from Jewel.
Ooh.
A little sweetness.
This is my first time trying these.
Mm.
I've seen them. I've had my eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good.
But you're a Mariano's girl, I can tell.
I think Sienna has sold me on Mariano's.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are tasty, though.
I quite enjoyed that.
These are tasty.
Really good. What do you look for, Charla, when you get fried chicken? I mean, is it white meat, dark meat, wet or dry batter for frying?
I prefer a dry batter, and I'm a dark meat girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the crispness that the fried chicken brings. And I see exactly what everybody means when they talk about the wet batter versus the dry batter. I would vote for the Mariano's here today.
Yeah, I think we have a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Just today, just in our small sampling today. Sienna, what do you say to skeptics who say that grocery store fried or rotisserie chicken isn't as good as what you can find at a restaurant?
I mean, I don't think, like...
Do they have a point?
really. For me personally, I think home cooked is always best, right? But again, it's time consuming. It tends to be a little bit more expensive. And I don't think that quality and accessibility are mutually exclusive, right? You can get good quality food that's easily accessible.
Yeah.
And again, the price point is on point. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the range of fried chicken meals throughout the city, whether it's like a fancy place, I've seen, you know, you can get a chicken box for, you know, $10 or a chicken dinner with two sides for like upward of $30, $40.
Well, that's true. I mean, what do you say, Charlotte, to the critics?
I think that between restaurants and, say, the grocery store chicken, you have to look at the vendor that's supplying the chicken, and you always want to have a tender chicken. There's nothing more frustrating than chewing fried chicken, and it's tough.
It's yeah.
Where were these chickens? And there are...
I would say that tops my pet peeve list, yeah, for sure.
There's so many good options here in Chicago. My personal favorite is Harold's number 55.
Okay.
And other than that particular location, every now and then I'll cook chicken from scratch.
Yeah.
So that's a real treat for the family.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we do that at home too. It's delicious.
I can't fry chicken. That is my, ooh, I know.
We don't do it often, but we do, and it's
it never comes out
slamming.
Good.
Is that what the kids are saying these days?
Nobody's ever said that about my chicken.
And listen,
Mariana's
and folks, if you've got thoughts and tips and ideas and tricks about great hot bar meals, I want to include you in this conversation, too. So leave us a voicemail. Our number is 888-915-9945. Again, 888-915-9945. I'd love to hear what you think. Now, the price for rotisserie chicken cannot be beat. $4.99 at Costco, $6.99 at Jewel. Mariano's is $7.99. It's cheaper than buying a whole chicken or a pack of chicken. Plus, you don't have to cook it. What do you think about the price point, Charlotte?
I think it's an excellent price point. And when you get that rotisserie chicken, you can have a minimum of three meals. You can have a hot chicken dinner with chicken pieces and chicken and noodles or baked potato. You can have chicken sandwich for lunch the next day. You can make chicken soup. And you can even make chicken broth that you can use later. So you can't beat it as a value.
That versatile rotisserie chicken is such a staple. We've got rotisserie chicken on our plate as well. Yes, I stopped at Costco this morning. And man, people are there right at the opening, aren't they? And, you know, there was a whole shelf of chicken already ready to go. So I was a happy camper. Brought it right here to WBEZ. And let's see.
It's still tender.
Mm-hmm. It's still tender.
Oh.
Delicious.
That flavor. Mm-hmm. Again. I'm a sucker for just seasoning.
I've never tried.
Dare I say it?
It's evenly flavored.
Evenly flavored. What do you think, Sienna?
I think it's great. And like Charlotte said, the versatility of this product is absolutely amazing. My personal favorite, I love to dice up my leftover rotisserie chicken and add it to my ramen noodles at home.
Ooh.
With like a poached or boiled egg. Absolutely delicious.
That's a great idea.
I'm full of them.
Linnea?
I love to do all of that. I also like to make chicken tinga, but the broth from the bones is one of my favorite things. I have some in my freezer right now. And I also really love rotisserie chicken because it's a great option for taking to a friend who is sick. I've taken it to friends who have just had babies, and it is such a welcome treat.
It just comes in so handy. Lisa Lobb is here at WBEZ. Says she's made quiche with leftover chicken.
Mm, quiche.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Delicious.
So talk about ways to stretch that meal. Well, we have been speaking with food writer Charlotte Draper and Sienna Greaves and Linnea Dominic, who are WBEZ producers. Thank you all so much.
No problem.
Delicious. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and Sienna Greaves. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. From news to theater to food, Reset covers it all, including special local flavors to inspire you. To learn more and stay in the know, subscribe wherever you listen or find us at WBEZ.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.